Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Center Stage. I'm Carrie Hines, your host. Typically, we do not air on a Wednesday morning at 7 a.m., but this morning I felt compelled to come on and tell my audience what I was dealing with. And this is a problem that has existed since 2011. Back on February 28, 2011, there was a police shooting at the corner of Rosedale and Interstate 820 in Fort Worth, Texas. My show covered that shooting. It was the shooting of Sherrall Ra-Ra Thomas. It was a police shooting that involved a man in an SUV with a passenger and three young children. Center Stage covered that show in March and October of 2011. Since that time, this host, Gary Hines, has found herself the victim of constant harassment and intimidation from the Fort Worth Police Department. I have had my phones tapped. I've had the phones of my friends and family members tapped. I've had my email accounts hacked into, my social media accounts hacked. I've been followed in and out of businesses. I have actually been followed out of state and harassed. My neighbors have been talked to. My city services have been messed with. There's just so many things. I mean, they're endless with the harassment and attempted intimidation that I've experienced at the hands of this department. The police chief is Jeff Halstead. He has received a personal letter asking this type of harassment to stop. The mayor of Fort Worth, Mayor Betsy Price, the entire city council has been sent via letter all of this information on two separate occasions. I've also reached out to the ministers in Fort Worth who have an organization in which they say they come between the police department and the citizens when situations such as this occur to make sure that the police department are not overstepping their bounds. So have I reached out to everyone I was absolutely supposed to reach out to try to make the situation better? I absolutely have. So today, I am doing this show simply because I was listening to another person who does a similar type show the other day, and what they said was so profound, and it just it sent off radars everywhere in my head that I needed to do the same type show. And Alex Jones went on the other day because he's done some very, very controversial shows recently that has made him question whether or not his safety was something he needed to be concerned about. And he went on and he was very clear. I am not suicidal, nor do I have any suicidal tendencies, so if anything happens to me, you guys know where to look. Well, today I'm doing the same type show. Listen, Carrie Hines, the host of Center Stage, has not been depressed, nor is she suicidal, nor does she have any suicidal tendencies. So if anything happens to this host, I suggest the first direction you look is the chief of police, Jeff Halstead, with the Fort Worth Police Department, and investigate anything dealing with my connection to that department. And it would begin with the Sherrall Ra-Ra Thomas shooting, in which the show covered, like I said, in March and October of 2011. This host does not have a criminal past. She has never been in trouble, nor has she ever been arrested or been imprisoned. This host has never had even a traffic citation. So that said, I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't do drugs, nor do I have shady friends or associates. So why is the city of Fort Worth using city resources and taxpayer dollars to spy on, to attempt to harass and intimidate or a person who, first of all, I have a home in Fort Worth. Due to this type of harassment, last year I left my home for 8 months in fear of what would they do next. Currently, I'm not staying at my home on a regular basis for the same reason. You know, this shouldn't happen. This should not happen from a police department that is sworn to protect and serve us. This type of thing should not happen. It breaks down the very public trust that we're supposed to have. Public trust is the foundation of public service. So how is it that a department that we should call on when we are in fear of someone doing something to us is the very department that I am in fear of? Now, I must admit, I don't understand this type of harassment, nor have I ever experienced this type of harassment from anyone. This show has done many, many, many shows on different topics in which we stepped on some toes and we made some people angry. But you know what? Most people realize one thing about Center Stage. She never lies. And everything that she says, when I come on the air and I go for 2 hours straight, trust me, it's because many hours of research have gone into these shows. I never come on here and just tell you what I think, because what I think is irrelevant. But what I do come on and do is tell you what research has found. And I have yet for anyone to say, Carrie Hines, Center Stage, you're going to be sued because what you said was false and not true. That hasn't happened. And you know what? It's not going to happen. And in the case of the Sherrall Ra-Ra Thomas shooting, it didn't happen. I, under the Freedom of Information Act, after Mr. Romer, the officer that was accused, well, the officer that did the shooting, or one of the officers that did the shooting involving Sherrall Ra-Ra Thomas, under the Freedom of Information Act, after they no-billed that officer, I requested the file. The Fort Worth Police Department sent me over 80 documents involving police reports, police traffic, witness accounts, dash cam video just prior to the shooting, the store, zoom in where the incident took place at their video camera footage. I had the witness testimony from the children that were in the vehicle. I had the passenger, the adult passenger that was in the car sitting right next to Mr. Thomas, come on to the show, the second show. So nothing that I said on this show was fabricated. And I think that's where the problem is. Nothing was fabricated. And if Fort Worth Police Department has a problem, their problem is within. The problem is whatever that occurred that night, if it was not supposed to happen, then you should look from within, because I only reported what you gave me. And that was the documents that I was provided via the Fort Worth Police Department. And like I said, there were over 80 documents, the autopsy photos, the trajectory report. These are the types of documentation that I received from the Fort Worth Police Department. So their harassment, you know, it's unwarranted, and it reeks of a department that has internal problems. This is a department, and I don't hate police departments. Don't get me wrong, I don't hate police. I don't even blame everyone with the Fort Worth Police Department, because I know not all officers are bad. But are there some bad apples in that bunch? Absolutely. And in my opinion, that department needs an overhaul. And Bessie Price is going to be running for mayor again. But Ms. Price, I must admit, I've reached out to her twice. Have not heard a word from our mayor over there about what is going on. I'm sorry, y'all. That's a problem. That's a major problem. You cannot take city resources and continuously harass a person who's not a criminal or a person who is not committing a criminal act. So my belief today is that something needs to happen. I'm about to put together a petition somebody's got to go over there. I mean, I don't know what else to do other than to say this is where the bullying is going to stop. I have been patient. I've been prayerful. I've meditated about it. I've prayed about it, and now I'm going to do something about it because, in my opinion, I am a taxpayer. My property taxes are paying these people's salaries over there, y'all. I got a house in Fort Worth. My homestead is in Fort Worth. Yet, I'm being harassed on my very tax dollars. Something's wrong with that. Something is wrong with that. How can they take city resources when they got murder? I mean, city resources and harass me. Let me finish that. While they have unsolved murders, they have all types of crimes that are being committed on a daily basis in that city. They have all types of situations that need police attention, yet they have time to put manpower on following me in and out of the city of Fort Worth, mostly out of the city of Fort Worth at this time. How is that possible? How is that possible that the city of Fort Worth has time to put a man or a men on patrolling and watching me 24 hours a day? That's crazy, y'all. And if y'all don't see something wrong with that and stand up and say you demand better, then shame on you. I mean, because at the end of the day, I have committed no crime. I'm guilty of nothing other than reporting on a show, as other people did report. However, Center Stage was more thorough in their reporting. And if you Google the Sherrall Rowell shooting, you'll see there's many, many, many sites that have covered news networks, newspapers that covered that story. However, I doubt anybody is being harassed but me. And I think that's simply because Center Stage did a thorough job in reporting. But I think Center Stage was more than likely the only person that went back and asked for the file after they no-billed the officer, which in that case provided more documents than they did when the investigation was open. Let's just say that. So today I want to make it clear. Kerry Hines is not suicidal. Kerry Hines does not intend on doing any harm to herself. So in the event that anything happens to me, I suggest you look at the Fort Worth Police Department very, very, very closely, starting at the head and working your way down. But I've had these folks do some things I didn't think police officers would do. I didn't think they would use their position in the community to harass people in the way that I have been harassed. I mean, I've had these people contact businesses as though I were someone that was a suspicious character, you know, that type of thing. It borders on petty. It borders on petty because, you know, if you have nothing on a person, why would you harass them to that degree? Is it because you guys did something wrong? I don't know, by the way, you know, this man's family has multiple lawsuits against this department, I'm assuming the city of Fort Worth as well. That said, I'm sure that has a lot to do with this harassment. I don't know what the status of those lawsuits are, but I know there's many lawsuits, the last time I was told, from several of the children of Sherrall Thomas. And I think Mr. Thomas's family. I don't have any current knowledge of what the status is, but I'm sure this harassment has a lot to do with that. But whether or not Fort Worth or the police department pays a dime to the Sherrall Thomas family, I don't have anything to do with that. Center Stage did a show. She did two shows. Center Stage did two shows about this particular shooting. And the first show was just, you know, right after the shooting took place. The second show was the family contacted me and said, listen, they no-billed the officer. We're very upset. We'd like to come back and talk about it. That's how the second show took place. So, you know, I don't know if Fort Worth makes it a habit. I have contacted many people since this incident occurred that have found themselves victimized by the Fort Worth Police Department. So I know it ain't just me, but it's on different a set of circumstances, but I know this is something that they are known for doing. But is it right? Absolutely not. And last but not least, y'all, I want to mention And I'm bold enough to call this person's name because I have audio to prove exactly what I'm saying. In January, I was summoned to a JP court, the JP courtroom of Judge Lisa R. Woodard in Fort Worth, Texas. And, y'all, I did not want to believe that the Fort Worth Police Department would involve themselves in something like this, but they did. When I arrived at the courtroom that day, and by the way, this was a very frivolous lawsuit from someone that I've known since 1999. That said, I was summoned to court, to her courtroom, on a frivolous lawsuit. This person went to court, somebody that I know, I've known since 1999. This person went to that courtroom, first of all, on the official complaint, they stated one reason for the reason for taking me to court. When we got into her courtroom and they were allowed to speak, they stated that is their reason for the lawsuit. And then they rambled on and gave her a totally different reason for them bringing me to court. The judge at that time asked them, well, which are you suing her for? Which clearly states at that point that the judge knew this person was lying at some point because both stories could not be true. That said, the person at that point changed the story and said that the second reason was a reason for bringing me to court. I brought it to the judge's attention. Excuse me, judge, we're talking about two different things. The judge at that point told me that the person must be confused. Well, first of all, that's not something she is supposed to assume. What he put on the complaint was supposed to be the reason that we were in court. And like I said, y'all, all this is on audio. Lisa Woodard, then judge, and I say that loosely, Judge Lisa R. Woodard at the JP Court over there on Miller Avenue, then continued on, let's just say her behavior was juvenile. It was so hoodish. I can't even describe someone wearing a black robe and sitting on a bench that acted like this ever other than something off of a Judge Judy court or worse. I mean, it was embarrassing for her to be a black woman wearing a robe and carrying on like this. But what she did, I watched this woman sit up on that bench, and I watched her completely take this case and be totally biased in it, allow this person to lie under oath. Then she had the audacity to answer for them, which is something she absolutely cannot do, allow them to change their reason for bringing the suit in the court in the first place, and then had the audacity to tell me when I questioned the fact that she was being biased, she told me how dare I question whether or not she was fair or not, and that she would hold me in contempt of court for that and send me to the Tarrant County Jail for one day. I pause, y'all, because the look on my face when she said that was utter shock. I thought to myself, she does not have a clue what she just did. But it got worse. She went on to say, that she had it up to about here with me. And, y'all, I hadn't even been before her 10 minutes. And I'd barely opened my mouth. So at that point, I began to realize, wow, what's wrong with this picture? And then I realized when I came to the courtroom that day, two police cars were sitting outside, patrol car 1444 and patrol car 1767. That said, the minute I got out of my car, these two black officers, one in uniform, one in not, and I have pictures of them, immediately went into the courthouse, let's just say that, and went into the judge's chambers. And so I'm sure they had everything to do with how the outcome of that case turned out. But that said, they proceeded to go on in court. And she stated that at one point while she was talking, I looked down at some notes I had on my desk, on the desk in front of me, rather. And she said, "Do you look at me when I'm talking to you? Do you hear me?" Now, I don't know where in what training she received her training, because I don't think she has a degree. But that said, I don't think it says anywhere on anything that I can't glance at a piece of paper at my notes. But this is the type of behavior. And she was, I mean, yelling, and she was extremely animated, to say the least. And it was an atmosphere that resembled a kangaroo court, to put it mildly. That said, that's obstruction of justice, y'all. First of all, the lawsuit was frivolous. Secondly, for a judge to take her cues from a police department, you know, Fort Worth's got problems, y'all. Fort Worth's got real problems. And am I bold enough to go it and say this on air? I am. You know why? Because, like I said, I have the tape. And others have the tape now. And that kind of thing just shouldn't happen. So today I don't have any fear. You know, I wouldn't dare compare myself to Dr. Martin Luther King, but you know what? I feel like he felt at that point. I don't fear no man. Because at this point, you know, I look at this situation, and the bullying has got to stop. And that's at whatever means necessary. I just know you cannot, you can't obstruct justice in the courtroom. You can't follow me in and out of businesses. You can't wiretap my phone, my emails, you know, hack my social media accounts. You can't do that. You just can't do that. All in an attempt to say I'm pissed off at you. Well, guess what, Fort Worth PD? I'm pissed off too. I'm pissed off at the fact that this has continued. This has interrupted my life. You have interrupted my family life, my personal life. That shouldn't have happened. So today, I'm drawing a line in the sand. The bullying gonna stop. Because you know what? I will take this as far as I got to take it, but you know what? Somebody gonna hear me. If I got to boycott the Visitors Bureau in Fort Worth to let them know that the Fort Worth Police Department ain't doing what they doing, if I got to go stand in front of City Hall with a picket sign to let everybody know the City Hall ain't right because they ain't taking care of the situation, consider it done. But I am not going to allow Chief Halstead and his officers to continue to harass me. So you know what? If they continue to push, this is the point in which Carrie pushes back. So to my audience, I say this is a special edition of Center Stage. Never in the 3 years that I've been on the air have I come on and had a statement like this to make. But today, I felt it necessary. I felt it necessary simply because when I get tired, I get tired. And I'm good and sick and tired of this situation simply because you got some officers in the Fort Worth Police Department that are not right. Now, are all the officers in Fort Worth PD bad? Not at all. But do we have some rotten apples? Absolutely. Absolutely. And this type of thing should not be happening to any citizen in the city of Fort Worth. And I know if I have a radio show, and they know I have the means to connect with a lot of people in media. They know this. That said, if they'll harass me, I know they will harass other people. I know they will harass other people. But you know what? This is going on the wire. After I conclude this show today, this is going out across the world. This is going again to your mayor and to your city council members, to the Visitors Bureau. I'm going to find out everybody that's thinking about bringing a convention into Fort Worth. You know why? Because they need to know that the Fort Worth Police Department ain't right. So before they bring their business to Fort Worth, they maybe need to think about, is this the kind of city in which the mayor and the city manager and the city council don't have control of their police department, and their police department is allowed to run amok and harass citizens? That's not where anybody would want to do business. I mean, all I want to do is live my life and be left alone. That's all I want. I don't want to be harassed by Fort Worth PD. I don't want them sitting outside my house, talking to my neighbors, hacking my accounts, listening to my phone calls, all that is a no-no. Because I'm sure if I looked into the windows, peeped into the cars, read some of the emails of some of the people on the Fort Worth Police Department, my eyeballs would pop out. But I'm not interested in what you're doing. I'm not. Because I think karma is a sapsucker. And just keep a living, and all of this that y'all put on me is coming back double. But that said, that day will come, and, of course, Kerry Hines will report it right here on Center Stage. But until then, this harassment of this host is going to stop. So to the audience of Center Stage, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Goodbye.